On Sunday night, the San Antonio Spurs did what all other NBA teams had failed to do for the past two seasons. They stopped the Miami Heat from winning a championship. By preventing a three-peat and claiming their fifth title since 1999, the Spurs fueled a discussion about sports dynasties and the keys to long-term success. Howard Beck is an NBA senior writer for Bleacher Report and a regular guest here on Only a Game. Howard, welcome back.
Thanks, Bill.
This was the second consecutive finals matchup between the Spurs and the Heat. The Heat won last year, of course, but this time around, San Antonio dismantled LeBron James and company in just five games. It wasn't close during most of those games. What changed?
Yeah, it was actually, as it happens, the most lopsided series in terms of point differential in finals history. A lot changed, Bill. And remember, last year's finals, though the Heat won, it was by the slimmest of margins. The Spurs actually were within seconds of taking the championship in Game 6 of that series. And what happened since then is Manu Ginobili, who's their ultra-dynamic shooting guard who'd gotten up there a little bit in years, he came back healthier. Kawhi Leonard, great young player for the Spurs, had another year under his belt, and that was key just in terms of his development. Miami's supporting cast got old in a hurry, and that placed a massive burden on LeBron James. He had no one else he could really rely on. The Spurs simply had more talent top to bottom, more depth than the Miami Heat did.
The title came seven seasons after the Spurs last won a championship. If San Antonio had lost to Miami for a second time in a row, history would look back on the latter years of the partnership between Coach Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan very differently, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe, Bill. But here's the thing. They win the championship in 2007, and let's say Tim Duncan a couple years later just decided to call it quits. We would still look at them as a dynasty because of the sustained excellence. They'd both be going to the Hall of Fame. I don't think it would have been that much different. But Duncan's longevity has given us this different perception where it's, oh, look at how long it took to get back again. But five championships in 15 years is incredible.
In his end-of-the-season press conference yesterday, Heat president Pat Riley made some pointed remarks about his team's future. Riley said, and I'm quoting now, "This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you've got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it." Is it safe to say that he was looking at LeBron James when he made those remarks?
Yeah, it certainly sounded like he was speaking directly to LeBron James and kind of challenging him not to flee at the first sign of trouble. Which is how, Pat Riley got LeBron James in the first place in 2010, because the Cleveland Cavaliers could not surround LeBron James with sufficient talent to win a championship. So what Riley is saying is, don't Cleveland us, basically. Dwayne Wade's not the Dwayne Wade that LeBron James hooked up with in 2010. That was the reason he went to Miami in the first place, was primarily about Dwayne Wade, to have two guys who each could carry a team on a given night. Once Dwayne Wade is not that elite player anymore, LeBron is kind of back to the position he was in Cleveland. Well, what do we have here, Pat?
Despite their success and some young talent like Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard, San Antonio still has some question marks moving forward. Tim Duncan, as you've mentioned, is 38. Manu Ginobili is 36. Tony Parker is 32. Can the Spurs still be the Spurs if any of these guys either get injured or retire?
Yeah, Bill, we've been asking ourselves that question for at least six or 7 years. And every year we write them off. And every year they make us all look like idiots. I got a new policy, which is I don't ever write off the Spurs, and I'm never calling them too old ever again. But I think those guys are all coming back for at least one more season. That's the indication we're all getting. And I think we should just enjoy it as long as it lasts, because they're a lot of fun to watch.
Let's assume that you're right about the Spurs hanging on for at least another year, and let's assume that LeBron James stays where he is. Would you be happy to see another Spurs-Heat matchup in the finals in 2015?
It's funny because we hadn't seen a repeat finals since 97-98 when the Bulls and Jazz went at it 2 years in a row. I think it would be fun to see. I mean, they're at 1-1 now. To have the rubber match, I think, would be intriguing. I'm not sure that the odds are in favor of that.
Howard Beck is an NBA senior writer for Bleacher Report. Howard, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's my pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.